This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Lady Lovin' is proudly brought to you by RX Bar, our number one whole food protein bars with simple and real ingredients, and I'm addicted to them. I love them so much. I love RX Bars because they use truly whole ingredients. All that it is are eggs, dates, and nuts, and it's delicious. They come in 11 different flavors. They're gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free. There's no added sugar, no artificial colors, flavors, preservatives, or fillers. They're truly amazing. If you need breakfast on the go, snack at the office, if you're like me and you get hypoglycemic and crazy, you need to have a little snack in your bag. And why not have a protein bar that uses real egg whites for protein and delicious nuts and dates and everything great? I love them so much. The coconut one is delicious. The peanut butter chocolate one, delicious. Salted chocolate, delicious. I love them. You guys will love them, which is why for 25% off of your first order by visiting rxbar.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, and enter the promo code lovin, L-O-V-I-N, at checkout, you'll get 25% off of your first order of RX Bars, and they're honestly so good. I love them so much. That's rxbar.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, with the promo code lovin, L-O-V-I-N, at checkout. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers your favorite step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. I love HelloFresh because I love cooking, but I don't always have the time to go to the store and get all the ingredients that I need, and then find a recipe and make it. It just does everything for you. It's so convenient. You can choose your delivery day for when it works best for your busy schedule. HelloFresh makes it so easy to cook delicious and balanced dinners for less than $10 a meal, which is amazing. You can feel confident when you're cooking HelloFresh because there's such simple recipes outlined on pictured step-by-step instruction cards. I mean, they truly make it so easy for you. Every single ingredient is also ready and measured for you to use. It's amazing. HelloFresh also offers a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. You can get classic, you can get vegetarian, you can get family size. It's just so easy. You won't spend all night in the kitchen either because the recipes only take around 30 minutes. I mean, can you get any better than that? I cooked a delicious Sweetest Honey Chicken dinner for me and my boo the other night with green beans over jasmine rice, and it was delicious, and I would have never, ever made that had I not had HelloFresh. So for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter Lovin, L-O-V-I-N, 30. If you go to HelloFresh.com, enter promo code Lovin, L-O-V-I-N, 30 for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh.
Hello, universe, and welcome to your week with my voice. You guys, I think that the flu gave me permanent vocal cord damage.
So that's what I thought, too, but mine is back. I think you just need another few weeks.
Yeah. Woo. Hear that? Woo.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. It'll come back. It's fine. I just talk for a living. It's fine.
It'll come back.
I just need my voice. It's fine. Anyway, it's me, Greta. And welcome to March. It's March.
It's fucking March.
March Madness.
I'm excited.
Any b-ball heads out there? March Madness.
I'm not a basketball head.
Yeah.
If you guys didn't know that. But I am a spring person. So I'm excited for March to come.
I don't give a fuck about basketball. But I did have a fantasy football team in the NFL. And I actually got second place in my league.
Really? Did you win money?
No, only the first place person won money.
How much did they win?
Like, a lot of money.
They can win a lot of money.
Like $1,000?
Yeah.
That's, like, not worth the time. If you actually think about the time.
No, it's really
fun. You could probably make more money doing something
else. It is worth the time because it's fun.
How do you guys feel about gambling?
I get bored. I get really bored.
Neutral about it.
I would never date a guy with a gambling problem.
My ex gambled big time on sports. And
the ex that we hate.
Yep.
I mean, we hate all of the exes.
And he would win a lot of money and he would lose a lot of money. And being around him on a day when he was gambling was my actually okay. I don't like gambling because those days were my nightmare because like he'd lose like $25,000.
Holy shit!
And he would be
he
so
was gambling
pissed.
That much money.
Yeah, and then he'd like make that much on these games, like.
I think with gambling, people put like a pile of money they're okay to lose and they like play around with that and it goes up and down.
That's what he did. Yeah. He's like, okay, I like have this much money that I'm going to fuck around with for the season.
Like if you go to Vegas, you're like, oh, I have $100. Let's see what happens with this $100.
Yeah, no, I mean,
my
yeah.
thing is like, I want to buy like the new Rihanna lip gloss. Like I don't want to waste my $100.
I know. By Rihanna.
Yeah.
So he like set aside a budget. For the year, for the season, or whatever, and he never went outside of the budget. He didn't have a gambling problem where you just continue to dip more and more into your money. He just would place these huge bets based on his budget to, like, win big or he would lose big. And he would be so stressed on these days, and I hated being around him on those days.
My boyfriend gambles, but not like that, you know?
My ex-boyfriend has problems.
I mean, my boyfriend gambles, and to be honest, I don't really get that into it with him, but he gambles on, like, for example, when we were watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I was, like, totally understanding what was – I was kind of understanding what was happening with, like
– I loved the Super
things.
Bowl this year.
Yeah, me too. I did too. It made me so happy.
That sucker Tom Brady
fucking
lost.
I
fucking hate the Patriots. I've been stuck in an elevator with a couple of them, and I almost died. We'd be rescued –
I remember that.
By the FDNY.
Yeah, you were in an apartment building.
I was in an apartment building hanging out with some of the New England Patriots, and we got pushed into an elevator by them, and they started jumping up and down in the fucking elevator. And I was with my friend Lauren and Tommy, and we were in an elevator. We got smushed into an elevator with literally 23 people in like a 10 by 10 elevator in like a tiny boutique building in Soho. And these dudes were so fucked up that they broke the elevator, and we were stuck in the elevator for a half an hour or 45 minutes. Only like one person had one bar of cell phone service. People were crying. The emergency button.
I love this because you were with a friend.
I know, but the emergency button did not work in the elevator. And finally, after like seven times of trying to call 911, we finally got the fire department there, and they had to rip open the top of the elevator and rip open a wall in somebody's apartment to fucking rescue us because of the New England Patriots. Suck my ass. I hate
you.
Okay,
you want to know what? But I just love the story because you're with our mutual friend. Who was like, yeah, I don't know if I should go out tonight. Like, Lo's telling me I should go out. Like, I think I'm just going to go meet her for like an hour. And then she goes and meets with Lo. And then it's like also like not her scene. Like, she's like, who
she
are these
stuck
girls?
In the elevator.
Who are these guys? Like, why am I here? I just wanted to hang out with Lo for like an hour. And then she gets stuck in the elevator. And this is my friend who like brings like a plane kit on the airplane of like disinfectant. And like,
right.
You know, she's like very organized, like has a schedule. Like, and she gets like stuck in the elevator with Lo and the Patriots. She's like, fuck my life.
What anxiety to be stuck in an elevator with like fucking huge football players.
Well, you're also like everyone's bodies are on everyone's bodies because it was so tight. We were packed like sardines. Like we were like 15 people over the limit.
Oh my god, stop.
The elevator.
I'm like getting claustrophobic.
It gave me severe. I have claustrophobia, so it was severe, and like I had a panic attack. I cried. It was awful. And I was sober.
Hate that.
It was awful. And they were so fucked
up. If you were
up,
drunk, I would not. I'd rather be sober than drunk in that elevator.
I think I'd have to be drunk in the elevator.
I think I would rather have been a little bit loose.
Yeah.
In that
so then
elevator.
You'd be like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Like, it'll be okay.
Whereas when you're sober and you start to panic and then you're around a bunch of huge football players that are fucked up, you're like, what is happening?
Yeah. And they were like screaming and trying to be. They were like, I don't know.
One time we got stuck in an elevator in eighth grade. When we went to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And we're at the museum.
At the Smithsonian.
And everyone said, jump. So we all jumped and the elevator got stuck. And it was a clear glass elevator.
Yeah.
So it was like 30 kids in this clear glass elevator.
I'm surprised they let you ride the elevator.
It was so fucking funny because like everyone was just like looking around. And it's just like these like kids in this clear elevator.
The fire department had to come save us that time too.
I felt like I wasn't allowed. Like when we went on field trips, I don't think we were allowed to get on elevators. I think we had to like march up steps and shit.
Well,
but also, I grew up in Washington, D.C. Oh, so like
your administrators were smarter than we were.
That Washington, D.C. trip was whack because I remember this guy gave his girlfriend laxatives. What? Because he wanted to fuck with her.
And in the eighth grade?
Yes. And couldn't walk or do anything for a week. And I still have, like, thoughts about how those, mean like, that chocolate. Was. I honestly feel like he fucked up her life. I'm, like, upset
Laxatives
about it.
Laxatives are really
fucked
up. I am
upset about it till this day.
Did I ever tell
Imagine dating a guy and he pulls a prank on you and gives you laxatives and everyone, and you're on a field trip in D.C., not even with your parents, and you're 13 years
That's
old.
So mean.
And then you have to, like, deal with going to the bathroom and, like, all this crazy shit. Like,
I don't remember
so
that.
So fucked up.
But that's
I have two.
I remember it and it affects me.
I have two stories that are really scarring that I would like to share.
Share
Do
them.
It.
One, when I was in, maybe it was the fourth grade or the fifth grade, there was this camp called Kaleva, and it was in Maryland, and it was like an outdoor. No, it was not. It was outdoor adventure camp where you slept in tents, you would make like weird fucking food and tinfoil and put it over a fire.
Okay,
you know?
But it sounds expensive anyway.
Yeah, it does sound expensive. And it might have been, honestly. I don't know. But it was all like outdoorsy shit. And to be honest with you, I never liked biking as a kid. I didn't want to mountain bike. I didn't want to do any of that shit. I wanted to like go for a leisurely walk and maybe go for a swim.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wasn't like into that stuff as a kid. I wanted to like talk. That's what I wanted to do when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Just like sit around and hang out. So we were making these dinners where we would put a bunch of chopped vegetables and like shit in foil and like cook it over
a fire that you made yourself.
Yeah. And my stomach got so thrashed that I had to go and, you know, dig a hole for me to have crazy diarrhea
in the woods.
In the woods.
Oh my God.
So I'm like 10 years old and I am having violent, violent diarrhea.
Oh my God.
I mean, the hole is not containing my shit. Like, I did not dig a deep enough hole. I was like burying a body. Like, that's what was happening basically. And I dug a hole to bury a hamster, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my
and
God.
I'm shitting and I'm fucking sweaty and my stomach is cramping and I'm like dying and I'm like, I hate being outdoors. I want to go home. I like hate this whole thing. And this kid, William Heidepin Baird, who I've talked about before on this podcast, who
I love how you're like saying his full name on this podcast.
Well, William Heidepin Baird, he used to wear full Green Bay Packers sweatsuits to school every
Amazing.
Day. Whoa. He was, I think, streetwear. Also
literally streetwear.
I love
before.
Streetwear.
He was, I think, going to shit also.
And like, oh my God.
And like was walking to march into the woods and we made eye contact as I was full diarrheaing. And that's the only time in my life I've made eye contact.
While shitting?
I mean, what power? You know, you have such power.
I've never done that. I don't ever want to do that.
It's a very crazy
sensation.
I even sensation.
Think it would be weird to make eye contact with your dog while you were going to the bathroom.
It is a very insane sensation to lock eyes with someone.
But you do lock eyes with your dog when your dog's going to the bathroom.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do, because you're like...
I don't look at my dog in the eyes when my
privacy?
Dog... Yeah, and like, do your thing. Like, I don't want to look at you. I've actually found that if I have made eye contact with Bernie or Tiny when they're shitting, they stop.
Yeah.
That is such a weird idea to make eye contact while you're going to the bathroom.
It's what you're like a lot of power is happening. You
what
know
about
what I mean?
Peeing? Have you ever made eye contact while peeing?
Yeah, I like full talk to my boo sometimes when I'm peeing.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just
I don't like to go to the bathroom in front of my significant other though.
Me
I would
neither.
Just like to
I
say.
Like to separate. I like to separate the bathroom
no
from the love.
The only reason ever why I pee in front of my person is if it's in the morning and I really need to pee and he's in the shower because there's only one bathroom.
Yeah.
I really need to pee and he's showering. That's one situation. Or if we're done having sex and I need – and he's also in there.
The post-coital
like,
pee.
Yeah. I hate that term, coital.
Okay. I have a real question.
What?
And it's about going to the bathroom after sex.
What about it?
So you know how everyone's like, you have to go to the bathroom after sex so you don't get like a yeast infection or UTI?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like how long can you wait?
You shouldn't wait more than a
I like to hop right
hours.
To it.
You should do it like right away because
but
the
like,
point
then
is.
But it's like, what if you want to cuddle?
No,
you can cuddle, but like
back.
Here's what, it's because like weird.
Tell me all about it. Like, give me the love wellness lowdown.
Okay. So after sex, you have all this like weird bacteria, probably most likely like from your butthole and like from like his body and stuff that is like maybe creeped up into your urethra because of all the friction and the slipping and sliding. And it's those bacteria that are not native to like your pee-pee tract that create a UTI and a problem
your
for
pee-pee
you.
Track.
And so,
and a yeast infection?
No, not a yeast infection.
UTI. Totally different
holes, girl.
I know, but I mean, you don't have to pee after for a yeast infection. It's only for a UTI?
Yeah, yes. It's just for UTI.
Oh.
Yeah. And so when you pee, it like flushes all that bacteria that have like gotten up into your urethra out of your body so that you can try to save yourself from a UTI.
Got it. But so you have to like get up immediately.
No, you don't have to get up immediately. I've done it even like an after hour, yeah. an hour after.
I just have had really, really severe UTIs in my life, especially when I was in high school. And yeah. I remember having a UTI in high school where I was fucking curled over peeing out blood.
I've never had a UTI.
Oh, Jilly, you're
I've never
so
had a UTI
lucky.
And I've only had one yeast infection.
You are just the luckiest girl.
I have a perfect vagina. I mean,
you
we
really
all have
do.
Perfect vaginas, but mine's like extra perfect.
No, oh, I've had so a UTI. Jealous. I've had kidney infections. I've had like the whole nine yards and I've had yeast infections. Oof. So now I'm just so paranoid that when I'm like basically immediately when I'm done having sex, I go into the bathroom and then I pee and then I wash my vagina.
Same.
Like almost immediately.
Same.
And then I'll hop back in bed and we can cuddle.
Yeah, and then you're fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, taking care of that area, that situation, if you're sensitive to it.
Also, even I do it too after any kind of play down there. If you're fingering me, if you're going down on me, it's not just a sex thing. I think that people should also pee and wash their vagina after all kinds of things.
Let me just do a shameless self-plug of a Love Wellness product right now.
Do it.
It's our pH balancing cleanser.
I was thinking right now, I need to order that.
Which is 100% natural, and it's pH balanced to match your vagina. And so I always use this after I have sex, and I literally, it like saves me from getting weird infections because
I'm gonna order it right
now. Makes everything down there go back to what it should be, and you don't put it inside of you. Everyone's always like, but the doctor says, like, don't use a cleanser or a wash. And I've spoken to so many doctors, and our product is doctor approved. And like, if you're using a cleanser externally that is made from natural ingredients and it's pH balanced, you're fine. Like, read the reviews that we have on this product. We have so many 5-star reviews. It's crazy.
I'm ordering it right now.
You are?
Yeah.
I think we have a promo code.
Tell me what that promo is, girl, because I'm in cleansers, pH balance cleansers. Also,
why don't you make a promo code Lovin?
No,
for all of
I
our
think
gals.
That we have Lady Lovin as a promo code.
Okay,
that's like
try
a forever
it out, guys.
Promo code.
Wait,
for
hold
Love
on.
Wellness.
I'm buying right now the pH balance cleanser. Should I buy the Do It All wipes?
Yeah, I fucking love those. I might have some in my bag for you.
Or should I buy the Perfect Condition Vitamin?
I have wipes, but they're open. Do you want them?
No. It's okay. I'll get my own.
Okay.
Probiotic support. How do you feel about the Good Girl probiotics?
The probiotics and our vitamin, the Perfect Condition Vitamin, are two of our best sellers. We're actually in development, and I actually haven't told anybody, but we're in R&D on a bunch of new vitamins right now for bloating, for PMS, for mood. And so we're still going to have like the classic Love Wellness feminine care products, but we're expanding into like a bit of a different market. And I'm really, really excited because a lot of people have been asking us for these kinds of things in addition to the stuff that we already have. And so I'm actually having so much fun at work right now because, like, we're in development and all these stuff, and we're, like, creating all new packaging and everything. So they'll be out
soon. Someone was actually asking us – someone wrote in asking us to talk about, like, what we do in our workflow outside of this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. The promo code is LADYLOVIN, all one word, and it's 15% off your order.
Hell, yeah. I'm so excited for all of my stuff.
Cool.
Wow, this is so exciting. I'm ordering Lowe's product in front of Lo.
Thanks, girl.
And in front of our vocal, our listeners.
Our listeners, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Our audience.
What's going on with your love life, G?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just so in love.
I love that.
Yeah, it's great. I love it, too.
Do you think that you want this dude to, like, be your person forever?
I do.
Oh, my God. That is
you
so
marry
sexual.
Him?
I love it.
Wow.
Here I am.
So spoken from a girl Antichrist of marriage. That was like, I'm never getting married. I'm never doing this.
Yeah, a couple years ago, G was like, hell no. Yeah.
And here I am. I'm a convert. Changed woman. Hold on, though. I would just like to say.
Let's hear it.
A few months ago, Jillie and I got into a debate over like open relationships and things like that.
Yes, yeah.
I would still like to say that even though I do want to like marry this person, the conversation of the open relationship is something that is still very much on the table. So I have not changed.
Kidney, do you mean an open relationship where you have an emotional relationship with other people or like maybe physical?
For me, physical. Like I could not handle. First of all, I don't think I have the bandwidth to be in an emotional relationship with more than one person. Like, yeah. I can't serve myself. Like, I already have I have an emotional relationship with you guys. Yes, you know what I mean? And my friends, and then my family, and then my boyfriend. So it's like, that's already so many people to care for.
You don't need, like, three more boyfriends to have to, like, worry about.
No.
That's why I don't understand these people that can date more than one guy at once. I can't do it. It's too much.
Well,
I can do it for a couple weeks, but then you just have to pick one.
Yeah, it's too difficult. I've never done it in my life.
It's a lot. I don't think that, like...
I also, like, only want to have sex with one person. I don't want to have sex with two different people. I just would feel like it's too much. Fluid. I just like wouldn't. I would just feel like I was. Besides the fact that I wouldn't feel comfortable for myself, I just like wouldn't feel comfortable for the people that I'm sleeping with because then I'm like, oh, like what if like one? What if I have a disease from one that gets the other, and it's like a whole like I don't know. I just feel like it's so weird.
I get
it. For me.
It's hard. I think it's hard for a lot of people. I think a lot of people would like to think that it's like easier than it is. And
I agree.
It's like very emotionally taxing.
I also think for dudes, it's not as easy as we think it is for them to like be sleeping with a bunch of people. I think that
my order is confirmed.
Fuck yeah. Let me know how many days it takes to get to you.
Okay. Great. I will.
Okay.
Go back to what you were saying though.
What was I saying?
Dudes, how people
I think that honestly men are very similar to us. I think that they like innately like, you know, I don't know, want to, like, fuck a bunch of chicks. But, like, honestly, at the end of the day, like, when you find somebody that you like, you, like, don't want to be messing around with a bunch of other people. Unless you're just in a super single mode and your goal is to just get with whoever, whenever. Mm-hmm. Other than that, like, your goal is to, like, find somebody that you like and that you want to be with. It's really hard to maintain, like, lots of things at once. And I find, like, if you're in a situation with a guy and you find out they're sleeping with a whole bunch of other people, it turns out you're not in a relationship with that guy. He don't want a relationship. But if you guys are the only ones that is happening, like, maybe it's more real than you think.
I was having this conversation last night with my boo and my friend Sasha. Shout out to both of them.
Hey.
I love Greta's boyfriend.
Me too.
Shout out to Greta's boyfriend. Greta's boyfriend might be my Lady Lovin this week, even though he's a man. We've never had a man Lady Lovin, but I like him a lot.
Matey Lovin.
Yeah.
A man who loves ladies.
A man who loves
appreciates ladies and respects
he's
ladies.
He's a very great man. But we were talking about like ex-boyfriends and ex-girlfriends and how, you know, when you get together with someone that you're like super in love with, you hate thinking about them with someone else that's not you.
Yeah.
And like you,
that is very true.
You're almost like you want to pretend like it never even existed and all this stuff. But we were talking about how, you know, had I not dated Will, who is such a big part of my adult relationship life.
Yeah.
And like I learned so much from our relationship that I wouldn't be able to be the person that I am in this relationship now, you know? And like,
absolutely.
Had my boyfriend not dated his ex-girlfriend, the same goes for him. So I think that like a really liberating way to think about our past relationships is to just be like, oh, well, if I hadn't gone through that experience, then I wouldn't be the person that I am with the person that I am now, like with the person that I'm with now that's making me the happiest I've ever been, etc.
Absolutely.
And I don't think that, you know, I met my boyfriend pretty soon after Will and I broke up.
Yeah.
And initially I was like pretty freaked out by that, but I don't know. It just worked, I guess.
Life happens in mysterious ways.
When you feel it, you feel it.
And it's all about that growth.
It is. And you just can't be upset. Like, I get really jealous sometimes of my boyfriend's ex-girlfriends. And then I just need to remind myself, it's okay.
The thing about this time that is so difficult is the fact that you wouldn't even know what they looked like or, like, who they were if social media didn't exist. But everything's so out there that it's so easy to be, like, dating someone and be like, oh, I wonder what their past girlfriends looked like. I wonder, like, what their personalities are. And you can, like, literally find that out in a second.
Yeah. Not only that, you can then go on their page and be like, oh, here they are at a wedding together.
Yeah, you
here
can look at old stuff.
For sure. At the beach together.
When I was going out with that guy a couple weeks ago, and then he spent that weekend with that other girl, mm-hmm. and I just, like, went on her Instagram. Here's all I had to do. I had to look at the newest people who followed him. I clicked on this chick, and I was like, oh, they were together all weekend.
Because they were posting the same photos.
Because he posted shit on his Instagram story that was, like, directly from her page. Like, they, like, sent each other the photos to post.
It's so...
I was like, what the
it's
fuck?
It's so crazy that we can do that. It's just, like, it can be very unhealthy, but it also... It's like we all do it because we're all human, you know?
Well, there's a... I don't know. There's a part of us that, like, also looks at shit. Like, sometimes I look at shit that I know will hurt me, and I don't know why I do that.
Same.
And it really upsets me. Like, I know that me looking at my boyfriend's ex's sometimes really upsets me. And I just don't know. I don't do it anymore, but when I would do it, it would really affect me and I would get really fucking upset.
Yeah. Same.
You know?
Yeah.
My ex, I unfollowed him the day that he dumped me because I just was like, I cannot fucking have this in my life. Goodbye.
I do that. I haven't unfollowed the last guy I dated though.
Really?
Yeah. I just like, he's not active online at all.
I didn't unfollow.
And he doesn't look at
any
of my stories or like.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I didn't like need to.
I don't follow any of my exes.
He's not like an ex. He's just like someone that I dated. Yeah, so I don't feel like so like.
Yeah.
He definitely fucked me over and made me cry a lot, but I haven't unfollowed him.
Do you think you're going to?
I don't know why.
Should we unfollow him right now?
I don't know. I don't really want to unfollow him.
Sometimes I feel like it's a pride issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I think that I want him to like. See my photos, not in the sense that I, like, want to, like, date him again because I don't at all.
Right.
I think I just want him to know that, like,
You're alive and thriving.
And I'm thriving a lot. Like, yeah, you know? Like,
of course.
Things are happening for me and I want him to see it.
Instagram is so fucked up.
Yeah, that's a fucked up sentence I just said.
No, but it's true. We all feel that way. We all want to be like, hi, actually, look at me. I'm doing fucking great. Thank you so much.
Basically,
I'm like, look at all the streetwear
that
I'm
wearing. We
said it
last week. Instagram is just a place for self promotion and to be a thought.
Oh wait, you guys, I've got an update. Guess who just accepted my follow request on Instagram?
Adam Rupon. Oh, we gotta bleep his name. Jilly hit us with the 24-minute mark. Bleeping the name.
Bleeping the name. Okay. Guess who just followed me on Instagram?
My boo.
Greta's boo.
Greta's boo.
I'm so excited. We're going to be best friends.
Guys, should we answer like a question or two?
Yeah. Wait, but let's answer a question or two when we're back from this little break. Lady Lovin' is brought to you by Third Love, our favorite go-to bra company. Because when it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G. And they even offer half cup sizes. And if you've never heard of a half cup, that's because Third Love is the only place that's doing it. Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smoothing memory foam to create bras that fit better and feel amazing. Did you know that most bra brands only carry 15 sizes? Third Love has 60 sizes. It's insane. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering all of our Lady Lovin' listeners 15% off of your first order. To find the bra you've been waiting for, all you have to do is answer a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder quiz. It truly just takes 1 minute. You can do it
anywhere. You can do it on your phone, on the train, in your home, wherever you are. And then you get to try a Third Love bra. If you don't agree that it's not the most comfortable, incredible bra you've ever worn, you can return it or exchange it, because that is so easy and free, and it's just the best. So this year, make the change. Make the change to Third Love. Go to thirdlove.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, and find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off of your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/lovin, thirdlove.com/lovin. There is nothing that I love more than traveling. I mean, maybe the Lady Lovin' podcast, but other than that, traveling is the best. Traveling to me is a huge part of life. It's one of the most magical things you can do to explore and to stay in amazing places. But the only thing that stresses me out about traveling is making sure that I get the best vacation rental, because I want to stay in a good area. I want to stay in a good house, and I just don't know if I'm getting the best price, which is why I love tripping.com. It's one search and it lets you compare every home from the world's top vacation rental sites in one place to find the best deal on your perfect vacation rental. Vacation rentals offer so much more than hotels. They offer more privacy, more space, more choices. They offer you fully stocked kitchens, extra bedrooms, I mean, even hot tubs. It's amazing. And best of all, at tripping.com, you can join the millions of travelers who find more savings with rates up to 80% less than traditional hotel rooms. So, are you planning on going to spring break in Florida? Tripping.com. You want to swim in Lake Tahoe this summer? Tripping.com. Dreaming of sitting on the deck of a Smoky Mountains cabin? Tripping.com. This year, save time and money when you book the vacation home of your dreams with tripping.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N. That's tripping.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, to find your perfect vacation rental. Tripping.com/lovin.
And we're back.
Hello, hello, hello.
What kind of questions do we have popping today?
We have so many. Oh, wait, I have a question, actually.
Okay.
I have a question, and then we can go into listener questions.
Okay.
Okay. I did something.
Bad?
Bad. Not great.
Did you get a fake ID?
No. And I'm mostly just asking.
I don't know.
I'm mostly just asking this because I think it will resonate with a lot of our listeners.
Okay.
Hear it.
Okay. In November, I went through my boyfriend's phone.
Oh, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me get some cues.
Okay.
What time of day are we talking?
Why is that relevant?
I got a lot of questions, a lot of follow-ups.
This was the morning.
The morning. Was he in the shower?
Yes.
Okay. Does he have a password on his phone? Do you know the password?
Yes, because he told me.
So he's in the shower, uh-huh. And Greta's like, oh, let me just like 1212 and mm-hmm. then open this up.
Mm-hmm.
What were you looking for?
I don't know. I really wasn't looking for anything at the time. Mostly, I think I was doing it because I was like scared that I was like I was falling in love with him and that something was happening that I was mm-hmm. like unaware of.
Yeah.
And I just want your thoughts on I feel really upset that I looked at the phone because
did you tell him?
I actually told him like a few weeks ago. So I told him like months after the fact.
What did he say?
He laughed because I brought up a girl whose, like, name was – I saw on his phone, and I, like, whatever. And he just, like, laughed at me because then I found out that this girl – it was, like, a funny story about this girl, you know? And it was, like, not anything serious and whatever, but we concoct our own stories in our head. And I basically want your thoughts on looking through your significant other's phone.
I would not do it.
I wouldn't either.
I know. We've said that before.
The other thing about it is, like, it's you're just going to find stuff that is going to make you go crazy.
Well,
like, I would find something and I would misinterpret it and I would just think that it was something that it wasn't because you're actually looking for something. You know what I mean?
And the thing is, I wasn't even doing it because, like, I didn't trust him. I was just, like, doing it because I was, like...
You were trying to find something
because like,
you were
scared.
Or, like,
I wanted to, like, protect myself. Yeah, and sure. I don't know. But in reality, I feel really bad because it's like
I don't know why I can't get over it. I just feel bad that I ever did it because it is such an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, and I understand from both people's perspectives, right? Like, you want to maintain your privacy, but you also shouldn't be fucking around on your phone with other people if you're dating somebody. Just, yeah, like, end of story, bottom line. I was in a relationship where sort of, like, the agreed upon, like, behavior was when somebody texted us from, like, our past, we just wouldn't respond. We just, like, went fully silent. And, like, in the early days, like, you know, we would just tell people, like, hey, I'm in a relationship now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's okay to, like, communicate early if people are still talking to you. But at a certain point, you just have to cut that shit off. And you just have to be dedicated enough to your relationship to not fall back into that trap. And, like, if people are hitting you up and you're in a relationship and you're responding, it means that there's something going on in your relationship. You're not totally satisfied. That's just the bottom line. If you're satisfied, you're not responding to dudes.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think in terms of looking at somebody's phone, like, you're feeling some kind of insecurity and maybe you can't identify the source, and, like, that's why you're doing
that's it. That's, like, what it was for me. It was, like, I didn't really have any reason to look through his phone. You know what
right.
I mean?
At the time, I think feeling, it was early dating, yes, and you were just trying to, like,
get understand a sense and, like, get security. Some information. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually have not looked through anybody's phone.
It's not
ever.
Good. I just, PSA.
I feel you, though. I dated this guy, and he got back together with his girlfriend. He never told me until they got back together. And now I'm, like, I have, like, many trust issues. Because you're just like, oh, cool. So you were basically, like, fucking with that girl the whole time. And you just, like, never.
Right.
Oh, yeah. 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 100%.
So that's okay. Up. So I can get over it. I mean, I told him that I did it and I felt really bad and weird. And, like, I just, to everyone that's, like, considering looking through a phone, don't do it, because you're going to find some shit that's going to hurt your feelings and it's going to be taken out of context.
Yeah.
And you're,
yeah,
just going to ruin your happiness. So you should just, like, really not do it. And also, you should tell them, like, I have the urge to look through your phone.
Yeah. Have and a then, fucking conversation yeah. about it before you do it.
Yeah, because when I talked to my boyfriend about it, I was like, I like had the urge to look through your phone and I did it and I'm sorry. He was like, I'll go through my phone with you right now.
Yeah.
Like in front of you, like right now.
Yeah, and I think like, that's yeah. definitely the right thing to do is to talk about it.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm not perfect. This is just a reminder.
I think
that
the same thing can happen though when you look at like your man's, like, who's commenting on their Instagram photos and liking their pictures. Like,
yep.
So much can be, like, blown out of context in this, like, digital world.
100%.
In technology.
100%.
I want to sound for technology.
Sometimes I like dudes' photos or comment on dudes' photos that I, like, used to date or hook up with or whatever, but I don't have any feelings for anymore. And I imagine that, like, if their current girlfriends knew that we, like, had a past, that they would be fucking pissed.
Annoyed, yeah.
That I'm liking their shit. So, like, I don't know. Maybe we all just need to, like, keep our likes to ourselves. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
I think
but that's a great example of something being taken out of context.
Yeah. I like, think actions, you know, speak louder than anything, you know? So it's like, if people are liking your significant other's photos and commenting, like, how are they reacting to that? And I think that's yeah. what you have to go off of, not like how people are reacting towards them.
Yeah.
No, I get that was the rule spicy in the when I see online flirtation. I get spicy.
What do you mean?
Like my blood ignites in flames.
And you and see I'm who like, flirting?
Just like, it doesn't happen with my boyfriend, but like in the past when I've seen it happen with people that I've been dating,
yeah.
I've been like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Like, do not, bitch.
Yeah.
Not even bitch. Do not anyone.
My blood boils, too.
Whew. Whew.
Like, on fire. In fuego.
It's, I have sometimes this, like, animal that comes up in my body when I am feeling territorial.
Mm-hmm.
That is a vicious beast that I cannot tame.
As I've gotten older, especially in the past, like, couple years, and I've done a lot of therapy and self-help work, it's surprising because I'm way more in touch with my angry side and, like, mm-hmm. letting it fucking fly in a
polite
way.
Oh, yeah. I will tell you. Real fucking quick.
Same.
You will feel the knives flying off my body to you instantly.
Into your eyeballs.
I'm just not interested in keeping it inside.
Me
you know?
Neither.
I'm really
it makes
not.
You feel like shit. I refuse to suffer in silence. No more. Not for one more day.
No.
And neither should any of you listeners. Yeah. If you are suffering in silence, stop it right now. You deserve so much more. Treat yourself better.
Treat yourself to a conversation.
Treat yourself
to words.
Seriously.
It's the best thing in the world is to just, I mean, to just say, you know what? That really pissed me off, and I am not happy about it. Yeah. And you just say that, and then you know why? Because all this shit just starts chipping away at you.
Yeah, and then you blow up.
Wearing you down, and then you blow up. And then next thing you know,
nothing worse than a blow up.
You're bringing up shit that happened 6 months ago, and your
100%.
Person is like, why didn't you tell me this when it happened?
100%.
You guys, we've been getting a lot of questions about ladies our age saying, how do I make friends as an adult?
Soul Cycle.
Well, that's communities, like micro communities. Like
I would
that.
Say that. Soul Cycle. I would honestly work out and then say hi to people. Mm-hmm. Do what you love in a community way and then talk to people. That's what I would do.
Well, this is something that I'm sort of like dealing with right now, actually, since I've moved to LA. Jilly's still in New York. Greta's in LA. But like my best friends, my group of like 10 best friends
from
the past 6 years are all in New York. And same. I know so many people in LA that I've known for a long time. But I just don't have the same bond and like ability to just chat all the time with all of these people.
Yeah.
And so I feel sort of lonely here. Even though I'm happy I moved, I'm like happy I'm here. I'm kind of trying to navigate sort of feeling really comfortable with friends again. And so what I've been doing is just making an effort to like actually get lunch with somebody, or I've had a couple parties at my house.
Yeah.
You have been hosting.
I've been hosting.
I'm about to go to Lo's house on Saturday.
Yeah. For Cookbook Club.
That's so fun.
Like I've been hosting parties in an effort and been like, bring anybody that you want. Like it's an open invitation kind of a thing, instead of trying to like be like closed off and bitchy. Cause like, no, like I need a community. And so I'm just trying to make an effort, you know, to like have that comfort again.
And being open to people that you maybe didn't necessarily think that you'd be friends with.
100%. And I'm really doing that. Like, I'm just super open. You know what I mean?
You have to
I feel like there's so many people that you, like, when you were younger, maybe you, like, had a little beef or you totally didn't get along. And as an adult, you can, like, really just be like, that was stupid.
Or someone as dumb and simple as, like, I don't like how she dresses.
Yeah.
You know? And then it's just, there are weird things that we do that we don't even realize that, like, determine so much of our shit.
Yeah, 100%.
I just want to read this one email that we got because I think it's really nice.
Okay.
And it is, hello, I'm a guy who started listening after I was on the J Train podcast. Thank you so much. But he was listening to episode 121 and he agrees with Jilly.
Wait, sorry, what?
What?
Someone
was listening to, I was on Jared Fried, who was on our podcast.
Yeah.
I was on his podcast.
Oh, you. I thought the listener said they were on J-Train.
No.
Okay.
I just think that this is our first dude email. Yeah, our first dude email.
Okay.
But I was listening to episode 121, and I agree with Jilly, crushing can be hard. I can get overly shy when I see a girl I have a crush on. I feel like I just
man get intimidated. Man after my own heart.
And I don't want to embarrass myself in front of the girl I'm crushing on. Do you have any advice to help a guy out? I'd appreciate hearing it. Have a good day, ladies.
You know what? All girls want to know is that you like them.
Yeah. Yes.
It's confidence, and it's like just putting yourself out there and not being afraid.
Yeah.
I struggle with that, though.
Tell this chick what is up. It will save you both so much fucking sweat.
Yeah.
Girls are so desperate to know where they stand with a dude.
We hate the gray zone.
Wait, did he say he has a girlfriend now? I would miss
He's just crushing. And
Definitely tell her. Because, you know, like Greta always says, the worst that can happen, or Lo says this, the worst that can happen is no. And, like, that's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
We get no's every single day in our life.
It can be scary, though. But, like, you want to know what? The sooner you know, also the less anxiety you have.
Because
then you can close that chapter or start it.
Yeah, tell her what's up. Tell her that you like her.
This is I love a guy email.
We need to get more guy emails.
Yeah, you should get your friends to listen because we talk a lot about horny stuff and it's good for men to listen too because they can learn a lot. I personally think that it should be a requirement that men listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
Would you feel comfortable if a guy you were dating listened to the podcast?
I mean, considering
your boyfriend does listen to the podcast.
My boyfriend does listen to the podcast.
Lo, would you feel comfortable if a guy you were dating listened to the podcast?
Probably like early days of dating, it would freak me out because like I feel like I talk about dudes that I'm dating on the podcast.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want to blow it by saying something that was too outlandish or like being like, oh my God, I like him so much and him having freak out. But like if it was somebody who was my boyfriend listening, then like, yeah, whatever, fucking listen. I don't care.
Yeah. Listen, we don't fucking care.
I would feel, yeah, I would need a little bit of time.
But, you know.
I agree with that statement.
All right, I think we have time for one.
One more question?
One question. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, you know, we get so many good ones, and this is what we're going to do. This is the one that we're going to do. It's okay. A sex question, you know, my favorite.
Sexploration.
So this is our quick sexplorer for the day.
Sexplore for the day. Subject line is sexually frustrated. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 2 years. We are serious about each other and have discussed marriage. Everything about our relationship I feel confident in except our sex life. I've discussed on many occasions how blah our sex life is, and his response is usually that his work is busy and he's tired. When we do have sex, he always comes first and I'm left unsatisfied. I've only come once in 2 years of us together. We have sex.
What?
We have sex maybe once every 2 months. I've tried lingerie, striptease, suggested we watch porn, initiated sex in the car, thinking maybe he was bored of the bedroom, tried to use our vacations in other countries for romance, tried dirty talk, tried different positions, and most of the time I am left feeling silly, turned down, and irritated. I find him attractive. He says he finds me attractive, but I can count on one hand the amount of times he has initiated sex, and I'm always unsatisfied. I'm tired of making sure he comes and being left unsatisfied. I do see myself marrying him, but I worry our sex life is always going to be passionless, and I value sex in a relationship. Am I overreacting? Is there something I might be missing to spice things up?
How old are they?
Does not say. Oh, you know what? I'm guessing, based on her email address, that she is 29.
Okay, so if you can become okay with not having a sexual relationship with this person, then you can probably have a successful relationship with them long term. But you just said that sex is really important to you and you have fucked once in 2 years.
No, she's only orgasmed once in 2 years.
I misread.
They fuck once every 2 months.
So okay, well, that's just a lot. Stupid.
I mean, that's probably 12. That's 12 times. That means they've had sex 12 times. Girl, I have sex 12 times in a week.
Well, you don't have to make that.
You don't have to do that.
You don't have to draw that comparison. Yes.
I'm kidding. I don't have sex 12 times in a week.
To your banging sex life.
No, but I actually don't have sex 12 times in a week. That'd be insane.
I know.
That's a lot.
But let, okay.
This is hard because she's attracted to him and she's putting in the effort.
So wait, is he open to like helping her figure out how to have more orgasms?
Is he supportive in every other part of their relationship?
From what I'm gathering about the email,
yeah,
they're mutually serious about each other and they have discussed marriage. Everything about her relationship, she says she feels confident in. So I'm assuming that means they communicate well, they have a nice time together, but the sex life is really struggling. And I'm kind of wondering, something is going on with him.
Yeah, I agree.
Because she's really pulling out all the stops to try and make it spicy, make it hot, and he keeps saying that he's tired and blah, blah, blah. I think you've used the word unsatisfied 5 times in the email, and I think you're feeling really frustrated and like you're at your wit's end. I think you need to have a very open, super honest conversation with him about what's happening in your sex life. Because he might not know how unsatisfied you are if you haven't made that super clear to him. I personally think it's really whack that you've only come once and you've been together for 2 years. That makes me upset for you. That's not fair.
Yeah, I agree.
So I would have a really honest conversation with him. And I think that sex is a huge piece to a happy relationship, a happy and healthy sex life. And if you're not getting what you need from it, and if he's unwilling to give you what you need from it, then I think you need to really think critically about the relationship.
I feel like we had a dude on the podcast once when it was like an Ask a Man episode, and we had a question similar to this, like, why isn't like my boyfriend fucking me more often? And the guy said, I think he's cheating on you. And whoa. I don't want to bring that up like totally out of left field, but if I just think that Greta's totally right. If he is turning you down all the time, he's seeing somebody else or he has like a real issue going on.
Yeah.
And you need to get to the bottom of it.
Yep. And I agree.
I hate to say that, but I mean, that's what it sounds like.
I agree.
A lot of communication needs to go down.
All right, ladies, who is our lady loving today?
It's my mom.
Yeah, great. My mom's too. And Greta's mom.
Great. I love a mom. I love
it's
a
all our mom.
It was recently your mom's birthday. Jilly's mom's
true.
Birthday.
That's true. My mom had a beautiful birthday a week ago, I think.
Yeah, that's great.
I came to LA for it. It was wonderful.
I love moms. Shout out to all the moms out there.
Shout out to all the moms out there.
We hope you guys have a great week. Keep on emailing us.
Subscribe.
Like.
Comment. Mm-hmm. Share the podcast on Instagram.
Also, we may be coming to a city near you.
We will be. We're going to do it.
We're going to do it. We're going to figure it out. And I think that's it.
Tune in next week to a brand new episode of Lady Lovin'.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.